Tuesday Shirlamud.
Hello, the Kromar Betonetune Midomi Hossom Le Malve Isli Sadi Le Loive Lesley Sadi, the Le Mastic Label Mid. The Havel is sad, the Loive, the Loimasik, the Loimide, the Boyer Abhir, the Ishtabue. Hochi Kerichen and Ansadi Behai, Lehai, and Ansadi Lehai. The Afilohochi Mishtab. What is the Gemara's Kash? Gemara is asking a Kash. We said that the Mishnah, the aside of the Mishnah is Moide B'Miktas. Why? Ado HaSeidim. It's Moide B'Miktas by Ado HaSeidim. An Ansari that he has Chatzi Atalis, so Be'etzem the other guy says, Kulo Sheli, and the Eidim are made that Chatzi belongs to that person. The Chatzi that he's holding on to. So even the Chatzi that the other person is holding, he has to make a Shvua and Fakel. I say kulo sheli. Chetzi that the enemy is holding belongs to him. So b'meile, does the Gemara of Tanatuna Ado HaSeidim that Yechai v'Shvur? Find the Gemara in the case of Ado HaSeidim. In the case of Ado HaSeidim, two Eidim come and say, Reuven tells Shimon, you owe me money. You owe me money, 100. Eidim come and say, and Shimon says, no, I don't owe money. Eidim come and say, Shimon owes 50. So the Gemara wanted to say, this is made of a miktas. As if he made of a miktas, is chayev shvur. So now the Eidim said that Shimon owes 50. So Shimon needs to make a shvur. Right? This is the tanetune of the Gemara. This is the tanetune of the Gemara. Reuben says, Shimon, you owe me 100. Shimon says no, and the Eidim say that Shimon owes 50, he has to make a Shvur. As maybe if Shimon will be made that he owes 50, he would have to make a Shvur. For anymore, we don't understand. Shimon will be made that is Chayim 50. So he has to make a Shvur. Eidim will come that Shimon owes 50, Shimon will have to make a Shvur on the other 50. But if the Eidim come and say Shimon owes 50, and the other 50 he doesn't owe. Is it sad that Shimon has to make a Shvur? Ado HaSeidim. Reuben is to bear Shimon 100. Shimon says no, and the Eidim say he owes 50. So the Gemara says, Yechayev Shvur. Same thing by us, B'shtayim Marichsi. Find the Gemara. In that case, the Eidim would say Shimon owes 50, but they would say the other 50 Shimon does not owe. About a Shimon would not have to make a Shvur. The same way the Eidim say that 50 he owes, the Eidim would say that 50 he doesn't owe. So they were pater him for Shvur, the Eidim. So Shtayim Oichzim Betalis, Frank the Gemara, in the case of Shtayim Oichzim Betalis, it's exactly the same. In the case of Shtayim Oichzim Betalis, it's exactly the same. You're right. Reuven is saying Kulo Sheli. Shimon is saying Kulo Sheli. Why you want Reuven to be Nishba? Because half of the talis that Shimon is holding on to is Eidim saying that belongs to Shimon. So Reuben, the half, the other half that the Edim did not say belonged to Shimon, make a shvur. Frag the Gemara, but the Edim said that the first half belongs to Reuben. So why you will make a shvur? These are the words of the Gemara. I'm going first the words of the Gemara. Ela dekom avetan etuna midomi. Osom lemalvi islesade leloivelesleisade. He asked for 100. The malvi bought 80 and 50. The loive doesn't have 80, so he makes a shvur. The lemasik the iu avelisade leloive the lemasik velemidi. It's a mistake. Not lemasik velemidi. Means he will owe 50. Leibayir abchuyel ishtabue. Shash raises these words. He avelisade leloive that he only owes 50. Al kol the mishnah is a takana de rabbanon. This is the kash of the Gemara. The shaila is how you understand how you live the kash of the Gemara, and I will explain. The kash is very clear, but we can understand it in two ways. When you read the Gemara kipshuto, you understand. Now the Gemara means the following. When a case, Reuben says, Shimon, you owe me money. Shimon says, no, the Edim say 50. Shimon has to make a shvur. But if the Edim will say he only owes 50 and the other 50, he doesn't have to. L'chur. Shimon will not have to make a shvur. Maskim? I'm asking you, not the Edim said 50 owes and 50 he doesn't owe. The Edim came and said he owes 50. And different Edim would come and say, the other 50 he doesn't owe. He's also part of Mishmur. Maskim? Maybe I'll ask you a better kasha. A maida b'miktsas. Reuben comes on to Shimon, you owe me money. Shimon says 50. So we tell him, make a shvur on the other one. Two Edim will come and say he doesn't owe the other 50. He has to make a shvur. Even Edim will say, yeah, boy, don't make a shvur. So here also. You're right, the Anansari says that a half of tithes belongs to Shimon, but the Anansari also said that the first half belongs to Reuben. So why he has to make a shvur? And the Anansari has a koyach of Edim. The Anansari has a koyach of Edim. This is the way it looks like the Nachlas Dovid and Rabbi Kiveiger understood the Gemara. It's hard to believe, but I say it looks like the Nachlas Dovid and Rabbi Kiveiger understood the Gemara. That Anansari is mamish like Edim. And here in Miyad we will ask the kasha. What? Anansari is like Edim? I'll ask you a kasha. First the kasha. First the kasha. Someone comes over to his friend, you owe me 100. He says, only 50. He has to make a shvur on it. Yeah? Maybe the reason he has to make a shvur? By 50 he's moida, 50 is makrish. The 50 that is makrish are in his pocket or in his friend's pocket? His pocket, and on Sally that it's his, so why has to make a shvur? I'll ask you better. I have two talisim in my house. My friend says both belong to him. I say no, only one talis belongs to you. I have to make a shvur on the other talis? Why? I'm holding the talis. I'm not sorry that it's mine. Two talisim. You say it's yours, I say it's mine. I'm holding on to that. I say one. Here, take one. I have to make a shvur on the other one? Yeah, maybe we mix us. Why? I'm not sorry, my the toughest side today. Why I have to make a shvur? Hayale al adasta and ansadi is eidim? I don't understand. What is the shaykhis here? What is the shaykhis that an ansadi will be a koyach of eidim? An ansadi could find every mighty b'miktsas, the other half is in his hands, and the ansadi says that belongs to him, and he doesn't have to give it to his friend. I'm asking you a poshto shaila. I have two talisim in my hand.
Say it's one talis.
But to make it easy, I'm saying it's two. And I have two talisim, and you want for both. And I made a b'miktsas on one. I make a shvur on the other one, yes. Why? And on Sadi, the talis that I'm holding, it's mine. What? So here's also that Adas Eidim is a reisa.
Yeah, but
the
Adas Eidim should be, it's not Adas Eidim that it's yours.
That Adas Eidim that the half of talis is.
Yeah, because there you don't have a
reason
that you're already giving away other money.
I don't understand. The Gemara was Medame Ados Eidim to Anansadi. That Anansadi that half of the time, Reuben and Shimon are fighting in the talis. I say all of the talis is mine. That Anansadi said a half belongs to him. But mele, a half goes to him, and the half that I keep, I have to make a shua, because I'm like a moide b'miktsas. So the Gemara, the half that I'm holding in my hand, I will not have to make a shua, I have an ansadi. Any moide b'miktsas, he says I owe 50, the other 50 stay in his hands, and he also has an ansadi. He also has an ansadi. And the ansadi doesn't pater him mishvua. So what the Gemara wants, Michal? What is the tzushta? The Gemara is bringing the case, if a person will be made to be miktsas, and the Eidi will say only 50, for sure he will not make a shvua. But an ansari never patas mishvua. An ansari has never been mokim shvua. So how the Gemara wants that this person will not make a shvua? Some achronim understood that the Gemara means that the anansari will pater mishvua. So vite to understand even the Hafsa Shatzad. The Teretz is anansari is not in the level of Eidim. Heavy made him a mixas. The money is in his hands, and when it's a reyesa, he gives over the money. Here, the Gemara means to say something else. The whole mechayiv of the shvua is how he has Eidim the 50 is his. The anansadi. If a zayt vayt that the eidim said that 50 is his, they said 50 is mine. If the anansadi is strong enough to say that he's getting 50 and it's ki'ilu I was moide, and in the same anansadi says that the other 50 is mine. So we look at it, the same level of eidim that said that it's his said that the other half is mine. Reb Nochem added it in a knech. He said, "Are the ganze mechayev is the drore? It looks like it's his, right? Why half of the time it looks emes? The same half looks exactly mine. The same drore that pulls to him pulls to me. The loshen haGemara, keiched anantzadi lehay anantzadi lehay." The medayiket in loshen Rashi, loshen yazov shel Rashi. Rashi says the case of Eidim, not the Eidim said I owe 50, and another peer of Eidim said that the other 50 I don't owe. The same Eidim say the 50 that I owe, and the other 50 I don't owe. Look in Rashi, Dibur Amaschim, Yavele, Kigoyin. Ilu Eidim chamishim chayev vechamishim pora. You're right that Eidim, even if it'll be different Eidim, will be the same aloche. Will be the same aloche. So the Yesod HaGemara is, the Gemara is only asking, Ke'eched al ansadi lehai, al ansadi lehai. But was never a tzad in the Gemara, not even a havamin of the Gemara, that the Anansadi will come and say that the Anansadi will have a koyach to come and say that I'm potu mishvua, but I have an Anansadi. There's no tzad. There's no tzad to pater because I have an Anansadi. Anansadi cannot pater mishvua. So it's not getting the sach. So kilo, the Gemara knows that an Anansadi is not 100% raya. That cannot be that it's a raya. Just if a zei vayt that it's mechayev shvua, because it's like a doas eidim. I know it's legora me a doas eidim. A zei vi a doas eidim is mechayev shvua because we know a half of the taina is true. So we need a shvua to the other half, even if it's not a doas eidim, even if it's only an ansadi that says that the other half belongs to the other person, I'm also mechayev shvua. But if I have backwards an ansadi, I have another anansari that says like me. I have another anansari that says the same thing. So avada anansari regular cannot pater me a shvua. Avada anansari cannot pater me a shvua. But if the mechayev is anansari, what patters is also anansari. Kiheichi, the anansadi lehai that causes the mechayev, I have an anansadi to pater. The interesante ktsois and simen ayin hei. The ktsois brings down the Rambam. We mentioned already once the Rambam. that if a person is koifer akoil, he's not chayev shvua. He was koifer akoil, and Eidechot, not two Eidim said that he's chayev 50. Eidechot said that he's chayev 50. So he makes the shvua that he's not chayev the 50, and everything is okay. But he said, Eini Eideya. So he has to pay 50. So the Rambam holds, if he has to pay 50, so it becomes like it's a psak that he owes 50, so it's like an ansadi that he owes 50, and mainly he has to make a shvua now on the other half. Again, when Reuven is to be a Shimon, the Kefer HaKol Yipotu, Shimon said, no, I'm Kefer HaKol, the Eidechot says, yeah, but you chayev 50. He says, ain't you there? I don't remember. So he can't be Nishba. So the mele he has to pay 50. So it's like Eidim, it's Anan Sadi. Frank Dixois. How you can mechayev shvur with Anan Sadi? The other guy has the money in his pocket. Anan Sadi says that he doesn't owe the money. Kerechad Anan Sadi lehai, Anan Sadi lehai. The Gemara said when a person is a muchzak, Anan Sadi cannot be mechayev the money. Frank Dixois understood what we said. That Anan Sadi doesn't partner mishvur. But he understood the case of Eidechot. Eidechot doesn't say that he's chayev the money. Mitoch sheyochol lishov mishalem, he had to pay the money. So it's called a psak. Here the other 50 is also a psak that he's potu. Zog the Nesivis, yeah. But the mitoich is a sharker, a psak from a muchzik. Maybe he's considered a made of a mikzas. So the yesed of the Gemara is not that Anan Sadi part is mishvur. Vinitvi, and this is what we have to remember for the next sugya. Nadir Be'etzim is the Cheshman Apshat. Vinitvi, the Gemara is masik that in our Mishneh Lechura you cannot learn that the Mechayev is, you can't learn that the Mechayev is in our Mishneh is Moide B'Miktas Hadoa Seidim. You can't learn that this is the Mechayev in our Mishneh. The Pashtus was that this is the Mechayev in our Mishneh. This was the Pashtus I wanted to understand that the Mechayev of the Mishneh is Hadoa Seidim. This is what the Gemara wanted to learn, that it's Medin Moide B'Miktas, the Shvur of the Mishneh to be a Shvur Dari Haise Medin Moide B'Miktas, because the Eidim said that 50 belongs to the other guy, so I have to make a Shvur on my part. And I have 80 men on my part, so he has to make a shvur on his part. And the Gemara says, "Val de mechayev is an ansadi, keichad an ansadi lahai, an ansadi lahai." I will not be chayev a shvur. This is the tzus of the Shmais. There's a reason that I will not be chayev the shvur. I will not be chayev the shvur. Right? That's the davana. אבל זה הוא ממשיך בגמור. זוג בגמור. אלוהי איסמה ותנתונה האידוך דרבחיה איסמה. דאום הרבחיה מונה לי ביודכו, והלא אומר אין לך ביודי אלו 50 זוז, והילך חייב. אין לך אלו 50 זוז, והילך חייב. מיתי מהילך נמי, כמו ידי במקצת סתי נדומי, ותנתונה שניים מויחזים בטליס ואוכל קיימי לטופיס אין אנצלים אין לטופיס הילקח הילחו עשיתם לסכן וקטון אישופה ורב ששס אומר הילח פוטו מתי מקיימי דומר לי הילח הנזוזי דקומוי דיבור כמן דנוקיד לו ביודי דום ואינו חמישים עולה מוידי הילקח לקו ידוע סבאדין כמידוע במקצת סתיינה. This is the Gemara. And the second we'll see the Shakl Vitaire, what is the Shaykhist to our sugi. So there's two chalokim in the sugi here. Maybe I'll say it's three chalokim. First chalik is to understand what is the case of heilach. What is the case? Because the pshat harishonim is three shittas. What is the pshat ha-gemore heilach? And on that we have machlekes Rav Sheshes v'Ravune. Ravune holds. Rav Chiya holds. Heilach is chayev, and Rav Sheshes holds heilach is potu. And what is the machlekes? And then the main part of the sugi is the holich yelech back and forth. What is the raya from the Mishnah? That is a very shver ezach. I mean, the Gemara explained that our Mishnah is no shvur made of mikzas anyways. This is the Bayah in Rashi Betesis Nefshat. So the three halakim of the sugya. What is Keilach? What is the machlekes of Heilach Potur Achayim? What is the lomdus of Heilach? What is the lomdus of Heilach? And then to explain the tzushto of the Gemara. So let me say this keseida. The Tana Idoch the Torah Abchia Isma, the Omar Abchia. Mone li beyodcho, ve'aloim erein lecho beyodi elo chamishim zuz, ve'heilach chaye. Maltai me'heilach nami kemoide be'miktas atay nedori. What is heilach? Zog Rashi. Ve'heilach, loy hoitzeisim ve'em shilcho bechol mokrim shehem. Chayev, לישוב על השאר ולא ימרינן הני דקומוידי לבגבי הויל ויתנאיו בעיניו כמנדנוקת לאודומי אלו כשאר מוידי במקצס ובחייב. דרן learns פשט in Rashi. Rashi says, what is הילך? לא יוצאי סים והרי הם שלחו בכל מוקים שהם. דרן understood פשט in Rashi that we're talking about a pikon. Hareyem shelcho bechol mokrim shehem. If we're talking about milve, you owe me $100, and he says you have 50, velo yoytzeisim, vehareyem shelcho bechol mokrim, milve lo yitzoyen nitno. Milve lo yitzoyen nitno. So I can't say hareyem shelcho bechol mokrim shehem. This is the reason the Ran is a reinsetzing the Rashi, not be milve, be pikon. Ve'areyem shelchom bechol mokrim shehem. So you're moneying the other person money, and a pikon, and the guy says, amoyne be miktas, ve'areyem shelchom bechol mokrim shehem. The Bach says, be pikon lefi Rashi, even without amoyne be miktas, yichayev shvur. This is the agoyes, the Bach al ha-rosh. So doichak, to be maimi, the sugi bepikot. Maybe in the second one, miyashev, the Bach Zahore. How you could be maimi, Rashi bepikot? Pikot lefi Rashi, we said Rashi holds kaifer, akol bepikot, schayim shvur, you don't have to come to the maimi of miktsas. And we call him as a zog dera. About be milve, milve lo yitzoy nitna. But, zog dera. What would be if he takes the money in his hands? Even the milve. And he comes over to the guy and he tells the guy, you're asking for $100, I owe you 50, and here is the 50. What is the word here? If here means I put it on the table, I'm just holding it in my hands, we'll see in a second what here means. Then, even the milve, it's called heilach. So if I madgishit asaran, the Ran learns that in both cases it's called Heilach. Bepikonon velo yoytzeisim, v'areim shelcho bechol mokoim, v'areim shelcho bechol mokoim, lo yoytzeisim v'areim shelcho bechol mokoim. Or even bemilve, but if I'm holding the money in my hands and I come over and I say Heilach, Heilach. ומדייק את הלושן רשי חייב לישוב על השאר ולא ימרין לקבל לגבי הויל ויתנאי בכמן הנוקי לביודי דומי. So this is called הילך. סי, הרי הוא שלחו בכל מוקרים שהם. סי, if it's מיל ולא יצוע ניתנו, but he's holding the money in his hands and he goes over to the guy and he tells him, yes, I owe you money, here is the money. אז זה זוג דרך. פירש רשי לא יצייסים משהו דיומר מויס אחרים ולפי דברים הללו למשכחס לא אלה בפיקודן שהפיקודן ברשוס באולבו בכל מוקים שהוא ואויסו מויס עצמו של מה אבל במיל מלא משכחס לו שאפילו יש לו איסו מויס שאיר בו לו בעין לא מויסים הרי שלחו בכל מוקים שהם אתה מסכים ברשי לקידוש לגבהות המקדש במילבו למילבו לא יצאי ניתנו אלא ודאי לפי דברי רשי הילך לו עם השכחס אלו בפיקודן ואין כאן דעס הגרעינים שהם הסכימו להילך ובין במילווה בין בפיקוד. במילווה, כלשהו ביודוי, ומזומן לוטת לטובי אהב ולהילך ופוטו. בין שהוא אויס המועס בעצמם שהילבו המועס אחרים, ובפיקוד מכל היכת דמוידה לאף על פי שאינו מזומן ביודוי, אלא אימן באגם הווה להילך. זאת דרן הזה. I want to say a חידוש בדעס רשי. Rashi said, what is Heilach? Hareyem shelcho b'chol mokrim shehem. Zogta b'mil v'lo yitzor nitno, you can't say it. So I maimid Rashi only b'pikod. And I'm saying, Hareyem shelcho b'chol mokrim shehem. But b'mil v'lo, you can't say Hareyem shelcho b'chol mokrim shehem. Right? Because milva lo yitzor nitno. And in a second we'll see some Rishonim answer Rashi. Zog deran, but the Geoinim learn that even b'milve mashkachas lo. I lo yitzor nitno. You're right, so what? But not in the case that he says Areyu shelcho b'chol mokoyim. He takes the money and he comes to Beis Din and he wants to give it. This is Heilach. So you don't have to say heilach, heilach, harei shelcho b'chol mokim sheheim, elo heilach. Lefi Rashi, heilach, it's there. Lefi the Ran, lefi the Geoinim, heilach means, heilach, here, here, take, take. Now, is meduik in the Ran, that lefi Rashi, this case is not called heilach. And what would be halacha in this case, lefi Rashi? It's not a moed b'miktzas l'kul alme. We're going now to the Omar Heilach is chayev. Rav Sheshes in a second will say Heilach is pot. Now we're explaining the Manda Omar that Heilach is chayev. Rav Sheshes says Heilach is pot. Where is the case of the machleikis? Where is the case of the machleikis? Lefi Rashi, he said, Heilach, it's in my house, it's yours. Rav Huna holds Yichayev Shvua. Rav Sheshes says, Val, I said that, I'm potu. We'll explain in a second, Rav Sheshes. But only in the case of Heilach. But Heilach, take it. He takes it. But Heilach, why Rashi has to explain Heilach, it's in the house? Explain Heilach, take it. Hey, lach, hey, lach, take. The teretz is zogin de geoyosh, zogin de geoynim. In this case, when I say hey, lach, and I'm offering you to take it, b'chai gavne, zog deran, it's not called hey, lach, lefi Rashi. And what Rashi will hold in this case? Lekule alme yupotu. Lekule alme yupotu. So the Firashi is Heilach, only an Eichetimtze, only an Eichetimtze, a Reishel Chobechol Mokim Shehem. But if I'm offering it to give it to you, I'm Potu. And the Ram, maybe you could argue, Azei is Mefurish in the Pnei Yeshua. Azei is mefurish in the Pnei Yeshua. The word called it Shitas HaPnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua speaks it out clear. He says, it's meduyek in Rashi, that only when he says Areyem shelcho b'chol mokim shehem, but if he comes to give it, davke b'chai gavne, מה שאין כן, כשהטובע נויסה להטובע בפני בייס דין, כפי מה שהוידו, כשהטובע נויסה להטובע כפי מה שהוידו, אם כן ממילא סו אין הבייס דין נזקוקים, הווה לכויפר הכויל ואפילו רבחי המוידה. Rashi holds, only when he speaks about his house, but if he comes and he says, hey lach, he gives it, he's about to give it, we'll see later if it's chilukim or not. There's no parsha of Heilach. Look in Rashi, Dibur HaMasril Chayev. Chayev Lihishova, Veloyam Rinen, and we don't say in the case of Rashi that he was moited that it's in the house and he was never moiti it. Veloyam Rinen Haideka moite begavei, Hoil veitnayu beinayu, command the nokidle. If it's command the nokid, it's not Eilach. Then it's no moite bemitzas. So Rashi, what man the Omar Eilach is mechadish? That when I say it's in my house, even ולא יוצא יסים והרעים של חוי בכל מוקים שהם הרעים של חוי ולא יוצא יסים בכל מוקים שהם even so I'm חי בשבועה why? It's not like I bought it to Beis Din. You write זה הרעים של חוי בכל מוקים שהם אבל למעשה I didn't bring it to the Beis Din. So לפי רשי we have two שיטס דבר the way the Rain is minded it. Shitas Rashi, the way we have it by us, Heilach is only bepikotten, shelo yoytzei sim v'areyem shelcho b'chol mokoyim, but if he brings it to Beis Din, in the case of Alvoy, not a pikotten, if he brings it to Beis Din, or in a pikotten, if he brings it to Beis Din, and he says, take it, it's not even a mele b'mikzos, lefi Rashi. As they zog dipne Yeshua, lehedye b'das Rashi. And it's meduik in this Rashi. Rashi says, "Harem shelcho bechol mokoyim, v'lo yamrinen keman denok idlu biyodei." And we don't say keilu he bought it into the Beis Din. A lot of Rishonim and the Goyim brings down in Rashi. It's not mashma that it's dafka pikon. It's even alvoy. I will call the second shita exactly like the first shita. That Rashi is dafka beheilach in the house, not when he fronts him with a heilach. Just Rashi is lav dafka bepikodin, Rashi is also bemilve. Ay, milve lehoitzoy nitno. Zogen the Rishonim. You write she milve lehoitzoy nitno, aber shitas Rashi in Kiddushin calls man that he was not moitziyet and belongs to the Bailim. I have a schus to be moitzi. But because man lemaise, it's yours. And the minute that I want to give it back to you, it's ki'ilu I gave it back to you. When I want to give it back to you, it's ki'ilu I gave it back to you. So b'meile, this is heilach. Hareyem shelcho b'chol mokim sheheim. When I want to give it back, ki'ilu I gave it back. Dahayu, mil velo yitzoy nitno, I have a right to use it. I don't have to give it back if I don't want. I have a schus in the moment. But because man, I was not moitzi before, it belongs to the Bailim. I have a schus to take it away from the Bailim. I have a schus to take it away from the Bailim. But if I say why that I did not take it from the Bailim, if I say why that I did not take it from the Bailim, it's be'etzim belongs to the Bailim. So if I tell the Bailim, take it back, הרעים שלך בכל מוקים שהם. So we call this first shito achas shehishtai. Just to know the shitas, then the chashboinus have to go below this. Dahayu, both of the shitas hold that the firashi heilach in the house. But when I give you to you before, the firashi I potu. As is on the Pnei Yeshua. Just the Ran says, Rashi is only the pigodin. And in that shita we have two shitas. We have shita saran that Rashi is only bepikodin, bemil ve Rashi is moide mil ve lo yitzoy nitno. So we mind me the sugi bepikodin. It's a shlik of doichak. Because Rashi holds bepikodin, you don't have to have moide bemikzas. Okay, we'll find the eitze. We'll find the eitze. Or the Rashi is talking even bemilve, and even that lo yitzoy nitno, but it really belongs to the bailim. Rashi holds even mil ve lo yitzoy nitno, it's birshus ha-bailim bechol mokim sheheim. And that is b'shus ha-bailim b'chol mokim sheheim. So if I'm telling the bailim that he could take it back, so b'meile it's ki'ilu I'm giving it to the bailim b'chol mokim sheheim. The Rishonim, lehed yezok deran, the Rishonim achoy leken Rashi. And they hold, even if I take it in my hand and I come to give it, it's called Heilach. Even if I come to give it, it's called Heilach. And on that, Rav Chia will hold Yichayev Shvua, and Rav Sheshes will pater. The Ritva, when the Ritva brings down Shitas Rashi, the Ritva says like this. Pirash Rashi, Helkach lo yotzeis im harem shel chob b'chol moki. And the Ritva is mashma like this. He says klo that Shitas Rashi is ben b'milve ben b'pikod. Ben b'milve ben b'pikod in Shitas Rashi, that is heilach. But it's mashma in the Ritva that Rashi is moide to the case of the Rishonim, that if you bring it, it's also called heilach. Just Rashi said that even in the house it's heilach. But kol sheken if he brings it. Ibrahim is tabi, kol sheken oisen moeze bezin ze heilach gomu. Mashma in the Ritva, Rashi is moide to ben both cases a heilach. So again, we have one shita that holds the Pnei Yeshua that lefi Rashi is heilach is only if it's inside the house. But if he's coming to Beis Din with it, it's not called Heilach. And we have a machlekes, if Rashi is bepikodin, or also bemilve. The Rishonim acholek and Rashi and say klo, even if you come to Beis Din, it's called Heilach. Pashtus Rashi holds not like that, as he zog v'pnei Yeshua. And the Ritva is mashma, no. Rashi was mechadish, that is two Heilachs. One Heilach when it's in the house, and one heilach when you come to the Beis Din. Now, the third shita that we have here is Shita Sarambam. The Rambam learns that heilach, it's not it's in the house, it's not I want to pay it, he paid. You owe me $100, I'll take 50. Say that, Gamal. Those are 50, I'm koifer. I'm chayav shvuah or not? Not I said I want to pay. Wait, not that I said that I want to pay. The echetimtze is. So the echetimtze is not that I want to pay. The echetimtze is that I paid. And this is called heilach. And even so, Lefi Rav Chiya, I'm Chayev Shvua. So if we madgish the three shittas that we have, I will call it shittas apne Yeshua bedas Rashi, that if you hold the money in the hand, it's not heilach. You potu. Shittas arishoinim, even when you hold it in your hand, you Chayev Shvua. Shita Sarambam, even if you gave it, you chayev shvua. Dehainu, lefilip ni Yeshua, if you hold it in your hands, or if you gave it, then lekula alma you potu. The whole sugi of heilach is, if you're offering to pay it, it's in the house, if it's called heilach or not. But if you bring it to the Beis Din, or if you pay, for sure it's not heilach, and lekule alma yupotu, say lefi Rav Chiya, say lefi Rav Sheshes. The second shita that mefurish in the Ran and in the Ritva, even if I hold it in my hands, it's called heilach. Lefi the Rambam, two things he holds, and the hands is not enough, heilach has to be heilach, and he gave it, not, okay, I'm asking to give it, no, but that's not what Beis Din say, yeah, I'm holding it out. So I'm asking, it's not enough that I'm asking to give it. I have to give it. Now again, we know that Yeshua said that Lefi Rashi, if you hold in the hand, it's really not Eilach. The Rishonim said yes. What the Rishonim will hold if you already paid? They're masking to the Rambam or not? I want to be madgish the treats, don't you? Because later it's going to get to the Cheshboinus. The first sheet that what it's called in Yeshua holds that the Rashi Eilach has to be that I didn't bring it to the Beis Din. And I didn't bring it to the Beis Din. I'm just masking to pay it. Why it's called Bichal Heilach? It's made of a mixas. Because it's Arei Shil Chol Bichol Mokrim Shehet. But, and what is the Ozim Ado Amor will hold? It's Keilu, you already bought it to Beis Din. And this Ado Amor Rashi holds, it's Lav Kiman Denokit Beyodei. It's not called that he bought it to Beis Din. But, if you went to the next step, there's no Parsha of Heilach. Second Shita holds, even if you put it in his hands, it's called Heilach. The Vadim Maskim and Pikopim Bichol Mokrim Shehem, the Maskim to the Rashi. But even if it's hand, it's called Heilach. Now, you could say, only if it's in the hands. But Lu Yitzir, he gave it, the Rishonim will be made that it's not called Heilach. Or not. Even if he gave it, the Rishonim hold that it's Heilach. They say, the Ritva. The Rambam says, only if you gave it. So why I'm calling it three shittas to make it very close, Alamol, what is three shittas here is that Lefinat Neyeshua, Heilach cannot be given, cannot be even offered. Lefir Rishonim, it could be offered, but could be that they agree even by giving. Like the Ritva says Klo, the Ritva says Po. Or the name, only by offer. But by giving, even the Rishonim are made that it's not called Heilach. And Lekula Alma Yupatu. And if you're the Rambam, you have to give. These are the three shittas. Now, the fourth shita that I will ask you, that is a double that is not klar, if Nochem goes back and forth about it. We could literally get near Yeshua, if you're Rashi, Heilach, it's only if it's in the house. If I offer to give it, no Heilach. It's considered that I already gave it. Rishonim hold, even if I offer it, Zeilach, but could be if I gave it, really it's not. And the Rambam holds, even if I gave it. Some want to learn Bedas Rashi, a chidush. If I'm saying it's in my house, it's called Heilach. But if I offer to give it, not that it's not Heilach in Lekula Alme I'm Potu, it's Bichlal not Heilach in Lekula Alme I'm Chayev Shvua. I think this is the most straight way to learn. Fakert, fakert, it's fakert, minuk fakert. Again, to have this cloth, this is the alibis of the cheshbon. Again, now I'll explain it in a second. Till now we build it like three sheets. Rashi holds the house. More from that, nishken heilach. And the reason, especially if Rashi spoke in Pikodin, so why Rashi couldn't speak it better? Teretz is better, Rashi holds, it's really not heilach. Even this is Heilach. It's not called, it's not given. But Mamish given, it's not Heilach. The Rambam says even more from that. We could say, and this is even more glad. It's even more glad. It's even more glad. Rashi holds, this only case of Heilach is, it's in my house. But when I'm offering to give it, it's not called Heilach. And I will explain to you why. Even though before we speak in the Lomas, I just want that the sugya will be a like the sugya. Why Heilach lefim one man da omar and potu? So why Heilach and potu? Pashas, before we say Teres, why Heilach is potu? I have to be made of a mikzas. The a person comes over to someone and says, listen, you know, you owe me $1 million. You know, 500,000, you paid me already once. Now I'm asking for thousands. So really, you're made of a mixas? And then I paid you. No shak is the made of a mixas, yeah? I come, right? My suit is mine and your suit is mine. You say, no, your suit is yours. Oh, it's not made of a mixas. I come over to someone, I tell him, listen, your car and my car belong to me. So what do you answer him? No, your car belongs to you and my car belongs to me. No, so it's a made of a mixas? It's a made of a mixas? I come home with you, listen, my suit is mine and your suit is mine. And you say, no, shalcho, shalcho, shali, shali. No, it's made of a mixas. Why not a Maida B'Mikzas? What? Why is not a Maida B'Mikzas? I ask that my suit is mine and your suit. I'm saying all of the suits in the world are mine. Yeah? So everyone says to me, listen, what you're wearing is yours. The rest is not. No? So everyone is Maida B'Mikzas? Why is it not Maida B'Mikzas? Not two times. Every time it's two times. $100 also two times. Two suits is one time. It's not called two times. Explain. Chokhmah long this is to know how to explain. Avadah is no tzad that is made in the mikzas.
And the taina against me, that's the brachot.
Well, the teretz is this. No one is asking. What? Why is that? Explain. Din and moitzi. I'm saying. Zogt Rashi, listen to me. Zogt Rashi, when I tell you, you're asking, you're right, what you have in my house, I'm a shoymer. It's yours. It's like the same suit. It's in my house, I'm your shoymer, it's yours. What do you want? So I might have been miktas, 50%, I'm the shoymer, this is like the suit that I'm wearing. The rest, I don't owe you. So Rashi holds, this is the machlekes if I'm chayv shvur or not. But when I say yes and I throw the jacket on you, I was a maida b'miktas. So I'm very smart. I ran and I gave it to you. I'm a maida b'miktas. So what if I did it very quick? Who said I'm not a maida b'miktas? You asked for 100? Yes, 50. So I'm a maida b'miktas. Why am I a maida? I don't understand halach. I'm saying again, first to understand the way that we build it up. But now, lo mitrachen good belongs. I was to wear you, you were moide. How you were moide? Yes, take it. Why are you patu? You're a regular moide b'mitzas. You're very smart. You ran and you gave the money. Zogt Rashi, only in the case that I said, Hareyem shelcho bechol mokoim shehem. I'm telling you in Shulik, it was never by me. I'm watching it for you. It's like your suit, what you want for me. I'm not moide b'mikzas. I'm saying your suit is yours, my suit is mine. This is the reason we'll see a lot of achroinim will learn, we call it a fourth shita. Not the pshat lefi Rashi, if he's offering it, it's already considered no moide b'mikzas. Or if he gave it, it's not. Rashi holds these two cases, is also moide b'mikzas. Like the Rambam really holds, that even if you drop the money right away, it's called meilach. It's the regular heilach. Wait, one man doma soz chayev, one man doma holds, you potu. Rashi holds, lekulalme, you chayev. It's a regular moide b'mikzas. Only if it's inside the house. So the svore would be for sure a fester mokim to understand that only the case of heilach lefi Rashi is different. Only the case of Rashi. Why I'm calling it the fourth shita and we didn't run right away try to say it like that? Because Loshen Rashi in the Mandom, the Amasim Chayev, Rashi says, why Helach is Chayev? Because we don't say Ki'ilu he's holding it in his hands to give. Mashma from Rashi, that if he's holding it in his hands to give, he would not hold that it's Moide B'Miktzas. So this is the reason again. The three Shitas are the normal way to learn that, we have it in Yeshua that said it Lehediyah. We have it in Yeshua that said it Lehediyah. That Moide B'Miktzas is only when he says in the house. Or if he's coming with it, or giving it, Lefi Rashi is no Moide B'Miktzas. The Rishonim hold even if he's holding it in their hands. And the Rambam holds even if he gave it, it's Heilach, and Manda Omar Heilach is Chayim. Now I'm saying, in Loshen Rashi, in Das Rashi, we could have said, in Loshen Rashi, Pum Fakir. Rashi didn't say. But Rashi here, I'm saying, we could have learned that Fakert go. Only when it's in the house, we'll see in Teisarosh as a Loshen. I'm Moide, Kilo, it was never the discussion, it's by you, what do you want from me? I'll give you the Moshe, just the Mamchish Amur. Like I said, if you say that all of this, I say all the suits are mine, and everyone is Moide on my suit, Sigonish, it's not Moide B'Miktzas, right? I come over to someone, these two buildings are mine. Everyone tells him, you're right, the first building you live in, no one said it's his. The second building is ours. It's also not a Moide B'Miktzas. So the Shema says the same thing. What do you want? This is yours, it's by you. Whenever Moide B'Miktzas, whenever you claim that it's ours. Masha'engen, when he's moide, and then he's masking to give it, me'echetes. So again, l'shoynes rashi ha'mashma nishtaz. L'shoynes rashi ha'mashma nishtaz. Now, avada, we have to understand of sheishes holds nishtaz. Of sheishes holds in all of these cases of heilach. Of sheishes holds in all of the cases of heilach. The halacha is that you potu. Sheishes holds heilach you potu. While I'm offering it, so we're not chayav. While I'm offering to pay, I'm not chayav. While I pay, if you had one of the rishonim. So Rav Sheshes holds heilach is potu, and Rav Chia holds heilach is chayav. Our suffix was, if his case is that Rav Chia is moided to Rav Sheshes that potu. Philip Yeshua, chutz from in my house when I'm offering to pay, Rav Chia is like Rav Sheshes, lefi the rishonim, even then Rav Chia is chayav. Maybe only if he gave it. Lefi the Rambam, even if he gave it, Rav Chia is chaylik and Rav Sheshes. But what is the lomdus of heilach? So we found a shinui loshen, teisis harosh and meiri. The meiri says, while the guy saying heilach, okay, we'll decide welche heilach, this chelik is out of the taina. Nimtzu shu koifer hakoyim. My suit is out of the discussion. So I'm asking for your suits, and you say no. It's a regular koifer hakoyim. Vail omar heilach zog de meiri kemi sheloi tovoi domi. Kemi sheloi tovoi domi. That is not tvi anymore. Val is no tviya anymore, so the whole tviya becomes only on the rest. The Teisus HaRosh says the same thing in different words. The Teisus HaRosh says, you know why Heilach is potu? Kemi sheloi hoido domi. Kemi sheloi hoido domi. Why? This is anyway his. So I was never moide on Chatzif in the Taina. So the Meiri calls it Ki'ilu Sheloi Tovoi, and the Teis HaRosh says Ki'ilu Sheloi Hoido. Now we have to see in Velcha Shita is it Shaykh. I'm not saying Dvorim Brurim, because you could really, in every Shita, you could maybe, the Reb Nochem tries in the Sefer, you see, tries a little bit to Mesader it. But we have clone. Rav Kiva Eiger in Shavuos says Nafkeminas Ledine. He found a Nafkemina or two. If it's Ki'ilu Loi Tovoi, or it's Ki'ilu Loi Hoido. Ki'ilu Loi Tovoi. What is Ki'ilu Loi Tovoi? That is not a chelik from the Maaseh Tviya. It's not a chelik from the Tviya. It's not a chelik of my Tviya. It's not when I'm Tviya Bichlav. Or it's kilu loyoy lemoshel. The Ktzois says klol that by him the avone is kilu loyoydo. He learns that zog the Ktzois. Why heilach is not kilu loyoydo? Hoydo means that the guy needs to take the lemoshel. Lefi the Rambam, he explains it. What is moide b'miktzas? You were moide. You were moide. So I'm coming to you, you owe me money because you were moide. So because of that, I'm asking for more. So the says, you don't need my hoidor, it's yours already. The shvua is, giboit and the moide. Here's no shaykhus to the moide. You don't need to use the aloch of moide as baal din kime oidim domi. The aloch of moide miktsas is, it's giboit and it's a moide oidor as baal din kime oidim domi. And that is giboit the moide miktsas. You don't need a das bad din kima idim dami. The money is mine anyways. But if you're the Rambam, if you're also Rishonim, you can't say this for. Teis HaRosh says, even if you didn't give the money, it's ki'ilu lo yoido. So, we'll have to explain if it goes, what is the avonah? in Hela. Now again, we have Machlekes, Rab Chiya, but Rab Sheshes. Rab Sheshes holds Yipotu, and Rab Chiya holds Yichayev in Hela. What is the Nekuda Samachlekes? What is the Nekuda Samachlekes? But Be'etzem, when you start the Sugya, this is the Amoda Sadvori. The Iker Koishi that will have to be Oymed and the Iker Koishi that will have to be Oymed on is the Pshata Gemara. I will explain. The Gemara is trying to bring a Raya from our Mishneh that is Chayev Shvuas Moide B'Miktsas. Right? The Gemara is trying to bring a Raya from our Mishneh that is Chayev Shvuas Moide B'Miktsas, and it's called Heilach because the other guy is holding on to Chelik from the Talis. Even that I'm not masking. But he's holding on a chelik from the talis. It's called, while he's holding on a chelik from the talis, it's called hela. And here the kasha will be, but we explained already that in our Mishneh, there's no shaykhis to moedim and miktas. Because keheched anansadi lehai, anansadi lehai. You fell off the Mishneh. How Lishne Basre is trying to learn it out from our Mishneh? And there's a Balamoer, a Ramban, and Rashi, and Teisfus here. Now tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, Shir will be 11:15. We'll call it 11, but we'll start 11:15, because we have to finish on time.